Hello, I'm George Costell, and this is Veers Watch, Eyes on Veers.
Welcome to this episode of Veers Watch Weekly. This was a crowded week for Star Wars fans, so let's dive right into it. The new novel Thrawn Alliances by Timothy Zahn was released. It featured no Veers. The third issue of Lando Double or Nothing came out. It featured no Veers. Dr. Aphra issue 22 also saw release. It featured no Veers. Finally, Star Wars Adventures issue 12 was published. It featured no Veers. Also coming out this week was the announcement that episode 9 is about to begin filming. One noticeable absence in the cast list is Julian Glover, hashtag Veers in 9. The question is, if Veers somehow does show up in episode 9, what should he actually be doing? And if you'll allow me to go on a little longer than usual, I want to share my thoughts with you. Someone on Twitter actually mentioned that First Order General feels a little stagnant for the character, and I actually agree. Hear me out here, but I would actually like to see General Veers in the Resistance. Obviously, it would be fun to see a favorite character finally be on the right side of the conflict, but I actually think this could be a fun, potentially true-to-character story path for him. All of this, of course, is presupposing that Veers does in fact survive the Battle of Hoth, which at this point is not a sure thing. And a lot of this hinges on the fact that we really don't know too much about Veers as a character. More could come out and make this arc less plausible, so I'll admit right now that I'm not totally tied down to this idea. Going by Veers' age and legends, he either joins the Republic military or the Imperial military during the early days of the Empire, before its eventual atrocities became known or terribly widespread. We don't know at this point Veers' personal motivations for his service. He could be like, say, Yularen, who we see as a good man in the Clone Wars who serves the Empire as what he sees as the legitimate continuation of the Republic. If we run with that thread, Veers could just be a man who views the Empire as order, and the Rebellion as disorder. He may even believe the Empire to be flawed, but that the stability it provides is worth the cost. So let's flash forward to the sequel era. The New Republic is, by treaty, the lawful government of the galaxy, and it is now the First Order who, despite their claims, is the upstart group that is threatening to plunge the galaxy into disorder. Even though the First Order sees itself as improving on the Empire's system of order and ruling for the galaxy, they destroy the galactic center of government, plunge the galaxy into chaos, and suddenly all of Hux's claims of desiring order ring a little hollow. All the while, what's Veers up to? It's hard to say. Probably because he was assumed to be dead, he's not mentioned in the Aftermath books, so there's nothing directly tying him to the First Order. Maybe he actually served time for his role in fighting the Rebellion, then became a private citizen. Or maybe he was presumed dead after the Battle of Hoth and has just been living a life in anonymity. Either way, let's just say he's living peacefully, by himself, minding his business, when suddenly Hosnian is destroyed and the galaxy is plunged into chaos. It could just be me, but I really like the idea of an ex-Imperial, someone who hadn't previously defected, looking at the actions of the First Order and saying, "This is wrong," and then standing up and doing something about it. Maybe he's inspired hearing how Luke Skywalker stood before an army of walkers in Veers formation, and single-handedly saved the Resistance. Maybe he thinks it's again time to serve with those who stand against the forces that seek to drag the galaxy into war. At this point, the Resistance needs all the help it can get. And how do you say no to someone with Veers' experience? So there you have it. In my dream world, that's how I'd want to see Veers in Episode 9. If he shows up as a First Order General, I'm certainly not going to complain, but I just think it'd be a little more interesting to see him on the other side of the conflict. If you want to tell me what a genius or what an idiot I am, feel free to do so on Twitter. I really would be curious to hear everyone else's takes on this. That will finally do it for us this week. As always, thanks for listening, and have a pleasant tomorrow.